Egzamin ósmoklasisty z języka angielskiego. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie teksty do zadań od 1 do 7. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz dźwięk. W nagraniu przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z poleceniami oraz treścią zadań, sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w czasie przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Rozmowa pierwsza.
How would you like to have your hair cut?
I'd like to have it shorter, but don't cut it too much.
Certainly. What about 2 centimeters?
I'd like to put it in a ponytail later on.
Sure, no problem. I will cut just 2 centimeters, not more.
Rozmowa druga.
Is that our train to Manchester?
I don't think so. Our train leaves from platform 2. That is platform 1.
Okay, so we have to wait then.
Rozmowa trzecia.
Can I help you?
Have you got these skirts in white?
Yes. What size do you want?
Size 8, please.
Here you are.
Rozmowa czwarta.
What's that lovely smell?
Pumpkin soup. I'm trying a new recipe. I found it on a cooking blog.
Let me taste it. I think it needs a little salt.
All right. Here goes the salt. What do you think now?
Now the soup's perfect.
Rozmowa piąta.
I hope our new maths teacher will be friendly.
We will see. I can't wait to meet him. I have done my homework perfectly.
Me too. Okay, let's stand up. He's coming into the classroom.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Rozmowa pierwsza.
How would you like to have your hair cut?
I'd like to have it shorter, but don't cut it too much.
Certainly. What about 2 centimeters?
I'd like to put it in a ponytail later on.
Sure. No problem. I will cut just 2 centimeters, not more.
Rozmowa druga.
Is that our train to Manchester?
I don't think so. Our train leaves from platform 2. That is platform 1.
Okay, so we have to wait then.
Rozmowa trzecia.
Can I help you?
Have you got these skirts in white?
Yes. What size do you want?
Size 8, please.
Here you are.
Rozmowa czwarta.
What's that lovely smell?
Pumpkin soup. I'm trying a new recipe. I found it on a cooking blog.
Let me taste it. I think it needs a little salt.
All right. Here goes the salt. What do you think now?
Now the soup's perfect.
Rozmowa piąta.
I hope our new maths teacher will be friendly.
We will see. I can't wait to meet him. I have done my homework perfectly.
Me too. Okay, let's stand up. He's coming into the classroom.
Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Tekst pierwszy.
What do you usually do after your classes?
I love sport, so I stay at the school gym with my friends. We play basketball. And you?
Well, I usually do my homework or watch TV.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
What do you usually do after your classes?
I love sport, so I stay at the school gym with my friends. We play basketball. And you?
Well, I usually do my homework or watch TV.
Tekst drugi.
Smart Jim, how can I help you?
Hello, I'm a new member of the fitness class for girls. I'd like to find out what I need to bring with me. Trainers, I guess, but what about other things? Maybe an exercise mat?
Well, in fact, in this class, you exercise in socks, not trainers. You definitely need to have your own towel. But don't worry about the exercise mat, because we've got enough of them here for everyone.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Smart Jim, how can I help you?
Hello, I'm a new member of the fitness class for girls. I'd like to find out what I need to bring with me. Trainers, I guess, but what about other things? Maybe an exercise mat?
Well, in fact, in this class, you exercise in socks, not trainers. You definitely need to have your own towel. But don't worry about the exercise mat, because we've got enough of them here for everyone.
Tekst trzeci.
Hello, Mary. It's Andrew. I'm calling about our fancy dress party. I've finally decided what I'm going to wear. But it took a while. First, I tried on a clown costume. But I didn't look good in it. So I put on a pirate costume. It wasn't bad. But then I saw a fantastic prince costume. Unfortunately, it was too small for me. Really bad luck. So I tried the pirate costume on again and decided to go for that.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Hello, Mary. It's Andrew. I'm calling about our fancy dress party. I've finally decided what I'm going to wear. But it took a while. First, I tried on a clown costume. But I didn't look good in it. So I put on a pirate costume. It wasn't bad. But then I saw a fantastic prince costume. Unfortunately, it was too small for me. Really bad luck. So I tried the pirate costume on again and decided to go for that.
Tekst czwarty.
I'm never late for work. I am always well prepared. I work in a classroom and I stand in front of students. I help them to learn subjects like English, science or maths. I'm also responsible for planning and organizing different events and activities both in and outside of school.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
I'm never late for work. I am always well prepared. I work in a classroom and I stand in front of students. I help them to learn subjects like English, science or maths. I'm also responsible for planning and organizing different events and activities both in and outside of school.
Tekst piąty.
Hi, Emma.
Hi, Jake. What's up?
My cousin is coming to visit me this Saturday, and I'd like him to have a great time. Where do you think I could take him? I have no idea if there are any events on over the weekend.
If he likes reading, you could take him around some bookshops. It's free comic book day this Saturday, so you'll be able to get loads of comic books totally for free.
I knew it was a good idea to call you for help. Thanks a lot.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Hi, Emma.
Hi, Jake. What's up?
My cousin is coming to visit me this Saturday, and I'd like him to have a great time. Where do you think I could take him? I have no idea if there are any events on over the weekend.
If he likes reading, you could take him around some bookshops. It's free comic book day this Saturday, so you'll be able to get loads of comic books totally for free.
I knew it was a good idea to call you for help. Thanks a lot.
Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź A.
I am good at riding a bike.
Wypowiedź B.
What do you think about my bike?
Wypowiedź C.
Let's go on a bike ride together.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź A.
I am good at riding a bike.
Wypowiedź B.
What do you think about my bike?
Wypowiedź C.
Let's go on a bike ride together.
Zadanie czwarte. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź A.
I bought it in a bookshop.
Wypowiedź B.
I'll bring your book tomorrow.
Wypowiedź C.
I like books a lot.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź A.
I bought it in a bookshop.
Wypowiedź B.
I'll bring your book tomorrow.
Wypowiedź C.
I like books a lot.
Zadanie piąte. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź A.
Did you hear me?
Wypowiedź B.
Let me tell you something.
Wypowiedź C.
Could you say that again?
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź A.
Did you hear me?
Wypowiedź B.
Let me tell you something.
Wypowiedź C.
Could you say that again?
Zadanie szóste. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź A.
It is a bit boring.
Wypowiedź B.
I can give you that.
Wypowiedź C.
The teacher likes it.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź A.
It is a bit boring.
Wypowiedź B.
I can give you that.
Wypowiedź C.
The teacher likes it.
Zadanie siódme. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania. Wypowiedź A.
Congratulations.
Wypowiedź B.
What a shame.
Wypowiedź C.
He loves it.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz. Wypowiedź A.
Congratulations.
Wypowiedź B.
What a shame.
Wypowiedź C.
He loves it.
Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął.